Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobomka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
So I kind of want to stop talking about the Dolphins debacle Monday night.
We got bigger fish to fry now.
Well, I kind of feel like we need to figure out how they're going to beat New England on Sunday. I just watched this. I just sent it to you and Aronde and Solana. It was Craig Carton on FS1 this morning. And not that I, love Craig Carton, but it's a one-minute video, a little snippet. David Fioronis tweeted it out of him just ripping Mike McDaniel. Yeah. Him just saying, hey, Dolphin season's over, so get past that. And this Mike McDaniel, the next wonder kid of the NFL, and he's the new style of coaching. He's like, this dude's 1-6 without Tua. Mm-hmm. And the number of points that they've been able to put on the board when Tua's not playing is abysmal. So he's like, this guy was overrated from the jump, and now he's exposed. And he says, I don't even think Tua's the greatest quarterback. And Tua's making him look really good. Now, again, I'm just telling you what a national voice has to say about the Dolphins. But so I'm like, well, how are they going to beat New England Sunday? Because he had an opportunity to redo what he did in Seattle or redo what he did the second half in Buffalo when Tua went out. And he didn't seem to do anything very different because the results were the same. But he kind of needs to do that again this Sunday.
And that's be what he'd have to get in the lab. And if he's this guru, this young offensive mind, the future of the NFL, he would have to prove that because
hasn't he done that the last 2 weeks?
He's lost my confidence. Monday night lost my confidence in his guru title. We were trying to figure it out yesterday what we're going to change it from.
Solana stripped him of the title if people weren't listening yet. Solana, no more guru. You cannot call him a guru.
Offensive guru after those three games? Come on. I mean, that's like calling me the president. It's not going to happen, man. I'm sorry. You're not the offensive guru anymore.
Hey, they were averaging 11. They got to 12. Is that a guru symbol of 1 point average? Are you working your way up? It would
go
be.
Go from 46 to 47. Then you got guru status, potentially. 11 to 12?
It would be this offense Sunday is something that we haven't seen because he can't run his thing with Tua. Took Craig Carton, whatever the hell his dude name is. Well, that's to his point. Tua makes his offense run. And Tua, for him to say Tua's average, I don't believe that. Like, you don't lead the NFL in passing yards and all that to be average. Tua's a top half quarterback in his league. We say it all the time. Is he 10? Is he 15? He's up there. But Mike McDaniel now without Tua, he is getting questioned. And by me, I lost my confidence in his ability to adjust what he was doing. They have to go out there against the Patriots and put up 30 and really see something like, okay, this isn't the same offense that you say, oh, Tua's hurt. Well, Skyler will run it. Oh, Skyler's hurt. Tim Boyle will run it. Oh, Tyler Huntley, who's been here 8 days, he'll run this offense. Adjust, change, do something different. And that's what you got to see out of him. But to answer your question, it is a Mike McDaniel problem on how they put points on the board this Sunday against the Patriots.
Everybody enjoy National Taco Night last night?
I didn't eat any tacos.
You can get a taco? You get a taco, Solana?
No tacos for me yesterday, no.
Jimmy, you have a taco?
No, I did not.
I already had 2 big salmon fillets ready. I had them seasoned and already buttered up, so I had to cook the salmon.
The Ticket Wizard sent me a picture this morning. He was fishing this morning. I got to find this.
On a Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, it's nice. I'll rush it, Shauna. Nice.
Can I need a Wizard of Tickets.
He caught that, and then he texted, I am putting Crowder powder on this tonight.
Yeah, my man. That's a nice little snapper he got.
Was that a snook?
That's not a snook. And that's
he caught a snook there?
There's no fish called a snook.
What has he got there? He's got a snook. Does the Crowder powder, the new seafood one, does that go well on snook?
If snook was a fish, it would be delicious on it. Yeah, that looks like a little mutton or mangrove snapper. The picture's kind of blurry.
That's funny. He did say, ain't nobody got nothing on my mutton.
Yeah, so that's a little mutton snapper, yeah. Well, you tell the Ticket Wizard they get way bigger than that. I don't know if he knows that.
does it go well with the Crowder powder? Because there's the new seafood blend.
Yeah, we got.
I remember we went to Funky Buddha, and you gave them the new seafood blend before it was even available to the public. I don't know if it's out yet. Is it out yet now on the website?
I have to call Asia, but I don't believe so.
You know what? I did see major announcement coming.
Yeah, they have a big announcement.
When is it? Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'm doing an Instagram Live.
So is that going to be the unveiling of the Crowder powder, seafood, and the other one is taco. For tacos, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a taco one. I should have done it yesterday for the tacos.
That would have been, you know, good planning if you did it on Taco Day.
Maybe it might be a release of the new blends tomorrow. Well,
check it out, crowderpowder.com. If you have not got, I had another text from someone, I got to look through it, who used Crowder powder the other night on seafood. It must have been somebody that we had lunch with. Anyway, people love it. Yeah. People love it. So
yeah, we got a little something going, man.
Crowderpowder.com.
Old college dropout gets lucky every now and again.
Every now and again. Speaking, you know, we had that lunch at Funky Buddha. I got invited. I'm doing the show. I've been doing the show all week from Pennsylvania. And so I can't go. I was invited to go tonight. I hesitate to say this publicly, but it is open. Tonight at Funky Buddha, the Stanley Cup will be there.
I'm in New Jersey. Why in the hell could you give me the heads up?
I got, because Ryan called me last night. This just got confirmed with the NHL and the Panthers. And he's like, hey, come tomorrow. And it's a weird night because it's Rosh Hashanah tonight. Many Jews are having Rosh Hashanah dinner. But he's like, yeah, come out 7 o'clock. Funky Buddha, Stanley Cup will be there. I can't go. I'm in Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you listeners this, you know, in confidence. But if you go there tonight and you finally want to get a picture with the cup and maybe put some Yucatats in it, yeah, eat some Yucatats right out of that Stanley Cup tonight, Funky Buddha Tap Room, Oakland Park, around 7 o'clock is when that thing will arrive. If I were you and you want to go see it, I'd probably get there a little bit early because people sniff that thing out from miles around. People want to, and obviously the season starts now in less than a week.
Yeah.
So that would be a fun place to be tonight.
I'm not a big let's take a picture guy or, you know, I need this memorabilia. I would really enjoy taking a picture with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yes.
That would be cool. So tonight, Funky Buddha, Oakland Park, around 7 o'clock. Don't say that you heard it from me. Anywho, let's get headlines. We have a lot to get to today. Today is one of my favorite days of the year. I absolutely love when Solana returns from Heat Media Day and he's asked a whole bunch of Heat players some of our show-specific questions, like, should you have hibachi for lunch? And we're going to play those today. Last year, we got caught up. I don't want to talk much Dolphins today because I got my fill yesterday. So, and we will talk some Dolphins today, but we're going to play a bunch of Solana's silly questions. Silly to them, very important to me. We're going to play those today. Super excited about that. Rob Pizzola is going to join us today with some picks. Solana's dad, Eduardo Solana, went 2-1 last week, winning week.
Hey.
He's going to join us, make some picks as well. One note before we get to headlines. QAM, we've partnered with Mobile Mike Media Relations, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Global Empowerment Mission, and multiple law enforcement agencies to coordinate a Hurricane Helene relief effort to support all of our, you know, friends in Florida. So if you can, stop by the Aventura Mall today. Make a donation. They need generators, solar-powered lights, flashlights, canned foods, baby diapers, anything you can think of. If you want more info on what you can donate, what we're looking for, go to WQAM.com, and we thank you for your support. That's today at the Aventura Mall, and you can do some good. Let's get headlines here. Start out the show with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Hawk, you don't want to talk about the Dolphins. Good news for you. The Marlins have begun a fire sale of their staff now. So,
not even a fire sale, just a firing.
A firing, right.
Fire sale would be, hey, anybody want to buy this from us? They're like, nah, hit it.
This isn't a garage sale, Solana. This is bulk pickup day.
Yep, my bad.
It's just putting crap on the curb.
Yeah, Craig Mish.
Someone pulls up with a pickup truck, puts a couple things in the back, you know, before the garbage actually comes.
Do you? I feel funny when we do bulk day and people drive past and start taking the trash out.
Oh, I put that stuff out. Well, we have an apartment now, but when we had the house,
yeah.
I put it out super early that day because I want to reward the guys who are hustling. They're out there before the rest of the pickup trucks.
All the yard men come past and they're shifting through my old, you know, yep, backyard furniture. And I look out the window and kind of take pride in it. Like,
yeah, because you know that that's going to be at the swap shop in, you know, 36 hours. And it's going to have a new paint job, and it's going to go for, you know, $40.
Well, anyways, Craig Mish tweets out, the entire Marlins coaching staff has been informed they will not return in 2025. There are a couple exceptions who were informed there is interest to be brought back, potentially with whoever is hired as manager. Obviously, they could opt to pursue other opportunities. We know Skip Schumacher, the Marlins, announced would not be back next year. And it seems like all of his staff will not be back next year.
Yeah, they're moving on. The whole, you know, listen, Peter Bendix wanted to put his stamp on this organization. You saw it. He got rid of Luis Arraez and Jazz Chisholm. And you knew Skip Schumacher at the beginning of the season wasn't coming back because he had asked to be, you know, to take away the team option, his option for the next season. He knew once Kim Ng was gone that they were going to totally retool this thing. He didn't want to be part of that. So this whole season was kind of a stepping stone to get to this point where Peter Bendix can now do what he wants with this ball club, obviously in the same style that Tampa had done for many years when he was there.
Bendix, we trust.
Well, we have to because we don't have any other options. Everyone else we trusted is out on pickup day at the curb.
Old lawn furniture. Come on, Bendix.
I don't know why, but I trust him. Like I don't have a reason for you. I can't tell you why. I don't know if it's optics. He kind of looks like a baseball nerd. So I'm placing my trust in that guy. Like the guy who I think can use analytics to find people. You don't have to pay a lot of money to build a good enough roster to compete every couple of years. I trust him to do that. But I don't have a good reason for you why. I just think he looks like a nerd.
Yeah, I don't, only because I've seen what the Marlins have done time after time after time again. So, and I don't know why we're at that point. You know, Barry Jackson had tweeted out, I never got to it yesterday because we were talking Dolphins, but Barry Jackson tweeted out when the season ended over the weekend, you know, we were told when they got a new publicly financed ballpark, they would never be in the situation again where they have to be meager on payroll, that they would have enough money. Then they got the new deal from Bally Sports, and they were getting more money. That deal seems to have gone away today, by the way. It looks like MLB is stripping Bally Sports of all baseball rights except for one team, and it's not the Marlins. So I don't know even where you're going to watch Marlins games next season. I don't think they know yet either. But we were told that, yeah, new publicly financed ballpark, but we're back in the same spot that we've always been in. Mm-hmm. Shed payroll. Once a guy's worthy of a big contract, get rid of him so we can get cheap players in. So I'm not trusting anything the Marlins do when it comes to personnel. Because I don't want to be the team that has to find the cheap players. I'd like to be the team that can keep Luis Arraez or Jazz Chisholm.
I'm looking at Bendix now. He looks like he walked on at an Ivy League school.
He's got like a Mike McDaniel thing working, doesn't he?
Yeah. You trust him, Solana?
Well, you've seen Moneyball, right?
Please don't invest your money with me because your trust. I don't know if your I don't know if your trust meter is that high.
I don't know. I'm getting season tickets next year. Like I'm going. Everybody's jumping off the Marlins right now.
You zig when others zag.
I'm telling you, man. Like trust Peter Bendix.
All right,
trust him. Have you seen Moneyball, Crowder? I mean, this guy.
If you say the word Moneyball again, I'm coming back and I'm jumping on you.
He's the skinny Jonah Hill from Moneyball.
Jonah Hill is skinny now, by the way.
He's going to bounce back. Heavy people always get back heavy.
Usually.
I just think, you know, we've got to rally as a city and put our faith in the Marlins this time.
Okay. That's a good point.
But to that point, are we just a bad market for baseball? It seems like we should be a great market for baseball.
We have been. There's no question about it. But I do believe that one's a two-way street.
So they have to give us something to want to watch.
We had historically been a bad market for hockey.
That's a hell of a point.
Well, not anymore.
My kids are asking me about game one.
Yeah.
So let's go to game 12. You know, daddy's pockets work a little differently now.
Yeah, how do you feel about watching the Ottawa Senators instead of the Boston Bruins? Any of you guys watch any Major League Baseball games yesterday?
I watched one during the show.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Well, the Mets won.
They did.
I didn't know that. So that, there you go. Is there any games on right now?
There's one starting in 11 minutes. 2:32, Tigers. They're in Houston. They'll play the Astros. The Tigers won yesterday.
What channel can I see that on? Do they have that at the Bonvoy?
That game is on ESPN.
Bonvoy got ESPN.
I don't know if this one has it.
You got a kitchen in the background, bro. you in the nice room.
I tell you what, you know, the maid service, I was out for a couple hours. I came back. Not only is the, you know, the bed and the towels, all that stuff, they got the dishwasher running.
They clean your dishes?
Wow.
Well, I'd used a couple of dishes.
For what? You're cooking?
I have incensed Dr. Chuck. You know, for lunch every day, I eat a salmon packet.
On vacation?
Well, even though this ain't vacation. I'm visiting Lori's family for Rosh Hashanah. This is the furthest thing from vacation. But so today I was walking around King of Prussia Mall. I met a friend of mine for lunch on Monday. But I did, you know, I don't want to get heavy, and I'd like to stay. I've been watching what I eat at home. I eat one salmon packet for lunch. It's 160 calories, has no carbohydrates. It's all salmon. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself before I came, you know what? I'm going to pack my salmon packet, and then I can have that for lunch. Well, you have the salmon packet, use a fork. I put them in the sink. They're running the dishwasher.
So you traveled with your lunch.
I brought salmon packets, yes. What did you say to us yesterday off the air?
What's that?
You're getting fat. You want to get back into shape.
Yeah, I'm getting fat.
Well, guess how you do it. Travel with your salmon packets and don't eat a big burger and fries for lunch.
I'm not packing tuna in my lunch, in my briefcase.
All right. Well, you do what you want to do, fatty.
Hawk, I've been feeding my dog.
Take the ginger ale zero.
I've been feeding my dog the same brand of tuna packets that you're eating for lunch every day.
I feed Rocky the same packet for lunch every day.
Y'all's animals eat human food.
That's a joke.
Yeah, I whatever I cook for the night, that's what I feed my dog.
Man, that little sickly bastard, you wasting money.
Man, I snap Chuck me eating the salmon back because he gets annoyed that I eat it at home. It was one of the greatest snaps I ever sent because I knew what the reaction would be. He can't contain himself how annoyed he is that I am eating a salmon packet in Philly.
So you got a hotel room with a kitchen and silverware.
That is true.
Sounds like an Airbnb to me.
No, because at the Airbnb, they don't come run the dishwasher for you, jackass.
That cabin we stayed at in Asheville, dude's going to open up the dishwasher and just decide to sell the house because we used every possible plate. Couldn't wash them, no water.
What were y'all eating? You didn't have any food.
Trust me, if the guy's cabin is still standing, he's going to be thrilled.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So your MLB baseball slate, Tigers Astros right now in about 10 minutes. Royals Orioles at 4:30. Mets Brewers tonight, 7:30. Braves Padres, the late game at 8:38 p.m. Wildcard wraps up either tonight or tomorrow. And then you get your division series, NL and ALDS, beginning this weekend. Inter Miami, they can clinch the Supporters Shield tonight. They got to pick up a victory in Columbus against the Crew. That would give them the doblete versus Columbus this year and would clinch.
You can hear the game on our station, right?
You can, tonight, yes. The
and
game
Chris
is
Chris Whittingham wanted me to let everyone know you can watch it on Apple TV and FS1.
Nice. Is he on the call?
He is not. He is on the call tonight for, I asked him the same thing, Atlanta, Montreal.
Barn burner.
This room smells like dog.
Well, you should get one of the little kitchenettes at the residence.
I need to, man. And I went. I left Miami Airport today. That's a kennel.
Oh, Miami Airport
is a kennel.
I stay away from that place.
Man, there's dogs everywhere sniffing my leg in the bathroom. Dog in the bathroom? Come on, man.
I flew out of Palm Beach International. There's four passengers.
I got to MIA this morning at 7:10. There were 20,000 people walking around.
It's crazy. Yeah, because we left PBIA. I'm telling you, it was a, you know, just such a pleasant experience. There's a couple of travelers, whatever. Landed in Philadelphia. It is just a mass of humanity.
Hmm. I flew into Philly this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, to drive to Jersey.
Yeah.
Philly's an interesting airport. Interesting humans.
First thing I do, I get a Philly pretzel. I go right to the Auntie Anne's. It's right when you get out of the...
Right there?
Yeah.
Chickies and Pete's wasn't open when I got in.
I'm going there tonight for Rosh Hashanah dinner.
I don't know the rules, but I don't... Is that okay?
Well, I believe in God.
Me too.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I'll tell you what. You guys aren't here. Open up the door today, and I said, it's kind of nice out. It's hot, but it's not, like, miserable outside. So enjoy it, I guess. I don't know. That's your weather.
I'm wearing shorts in Philly.
It's nice up here.
Gorgeous, isn't it? It's like 67, 68 degrees.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to do these Heat Media Day cuts in the next segment and throughout the show. So we will get some very important questions answered by Heat players and I think Heat coach Eric Spoelstra as well. Hibachi stepbrothers. What else do we have? Hibachi stepbrothers.
The cake debate, ice cream cake or cookie cake?
Ah, yes. Ice cream cake versus cookie cake. Very important stuff. We will figure it all out today.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.
This is
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is going to be one of my favorite segments that we do all year. By the way, before we get to it, one more reminder, the NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of this month. You could win a four-pack of tickets to see it all. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register to win those tickets right there. And if you want to purchase tickets, you can go to HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. So Solana goes to Heat Media Day every year, and he, you know, Solana hosts the Heat pregame show and postgame show on the radio station here, and he gets some sound, actual sound that he can use throughout the season, you know, talking about matchups and stuff. But he also does some work for our show. So let's get right into it, Crowder. Let's guess. You know, I have a take that hibachi is not meant for lunch.
Crazy.
Well, it's a show and it's a big deal. And my point is, if you want chicken and rice for lunch, go to Pollo Tropical, go to Chicken Kitchen. You don't have to sit at a hibachi restaurant while they fire up the onion volcano and throw a shrimp in your mouth like that. That's for dinner.
Nothing's wrong with a little lunch entertainment. I'm, you know, I go to a shake spot, get a little some chicken wings and see a show. It's the same thing. It's hibachi.
Well, here's what Heat players and coaches think about it. Let's guess. Kevin Love is first. What do you think Kevin Love thinks about hibachi for lunch?
He's in.
I'm going to say no. He's too healthy. He wants to plan an evening like I do. Jimmy, what do you think Kevin Love is going to say about hibachi for lunch?
I'm going to say no as well.
That he does not like. He will not endorse hibachi for lunch. Let us hear what Kevin Love said.
Would you ever eat hibachi for lunch?
Sure. Why not?
Not too filling?
I've never done it, but, you know, have a just plan for a lighter meal at night.
I never thought of that, but that is a good route to take. Just seems too heavy. It seems like a dinner meal, not a lunch meal.
Yeah, but think about it like this. If it's a heavy meal at dinner, it's going to probably compromise sleep.
You need a nap, though, after you eat hibachi for lunch.
You need a nap. Bill, you got to build in a nap.
All right, Kevin Love hates you, first of all. I can tell from the tone of his voice.
I can confirm. Kevin Love does indeed hate me.
Secondly, stop kissing his ass. He goes, yeah, you have a lighter meal at night. And Solana's, oh, I had never thought of that. Really? You never thought of having a lighter meal at night when you have a heavier meal at lunch? You'd never thought of that, huh?
Solana, when you know they're going to answer, do you have a rebuttal ready? Or
no, there's like a second and a half awkward pause. And Kevin Love's got to be thinking the same thing I was thinking. You've never thought of having a lighter meal? What's wrong with this
What
guy?
An astute point by you, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Oh, what? Well, when you put it that way, that you could have a lighter meal at dinner.
It lightens you.
But I'm going to take the dub on that one because he's never done it before.
But he said it's no problem with it.
Yeah, but he's never done it. So I'm going to take the dub on that one.
Well, he never jumped out of a plane, but you would. You know, I think it's two sides on this, Hawk.
I think you have to give more explanation to Solana. Like, not just hibachi for lunch. Like, you have to play it up a little bit, you know, with the onion volcano and sitting at the hibachi table and all that stuff. A little too cavalier by you.
Well, if you didn't like that, you're not going to like the rest of these then. And if you thought that was ass kissing, just wait till the till the end of this game show with Coach Spo.
Well, he's next, according to my list. Are you ready? Here's what do you think Coach Spo is going to say, Crowder?
Ooh, yes. I think yes.
He's so fit. Why would, like?
His Filipino, the roots, the rice, the meat. Yeah, man.
That's good. That you know what? You just talked it out like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That was good.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, Spo's going to love it.
Jimmy, what do you think Spo's going to say?
I'm going to say yes. He does enjoy it.
He endorses hibachi for lunch?
Correct.
You know what? Right. And these guys are rich. Hibachi's a high-end type thing because it's just chicken and rice, but it's expensive.
He is so fit. I'm going to say no once again because I don't think Spo would ever consider having hibachi for lunch. Let's listen.
Would you ever have hibachi for lunch?
Hibachi? No, I wouldn't.
Is it too heavy of a meal for lunch?
Yeah, I'm not a big lunch guy, you know, so
really?
I kind of eat on the run, you know, protein shakes, maybe nibble on something and I'm out.
All right, and then big dinner, I imagine, something healthy.
Yeah.
Like salmon or chicken or something like that.
Or burgers. I mean, dinner's the meal. So that could be steak. That could be whatever. But during the day, you know, we have some things to get done.
That's my guy. Guess what Spo had for lunch today? probably a salmon packet, and I bet he travels with them too, you jackasses.
Oh, that's a tie.
What?
Because he said he doesn't even eat lunch. So he can't
eat. He said no. Do you have hibachi for lunch? No. You couldn't have been more direct. No. Galana giggled like a little girl. Did you hear that? Because Spo goes, I eat something very light for lunch. Really don't eat lunch. Oh, you don't?
What a Winnie the Pooh. I missed it.
Play that again. He's like, oh, you don't?
Would you ever have hibachi for lunch?
Hibachi? No, I wouldn't.
Is it too heavy of a meal for lunch?
Yeah, I'm not a big lunch guy, you know, so.
Really?
I kind of eat on the run.
Yeah, that's all I
run,
need. You know, oh, you don't eat lunch.
Believe you're misrepresenting the giggle, but all right.
What was funny about that statement, though?
Right. Oh, you don't eat lunch.
Did he tickle you? Did he reach across and tickle you?
Was Gary Abar tickling you under the table? You don't need lunch.
Hey, it's called building a rapport, okay?
It's called getting a restraining order. I've
seen all the greats do that. Oprah, Jim Gray, I've seen them
all. He doesn't need lunch. Boy, I tell you that I travel with a salmon packet for health reasons. Everybody jumps on me like I'm at the bottom of a dog pile. Spo says I like to get a little snack or something. Like, oh, it's so crazy. Oh, this is like a private Dave Chappelle concert.
That's called rapport.
Funny. All right, what about Josh Richardson? What do you think, Josh Richardson? Hibachi for lunch.
Yeah. Jay Rich, a hood dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go yes on that one, too. If I'm in the mood for hibachi, I'm getting hibachi. It doesn't matter what time it is.
Eat what I want.
Jimmy?
I'm going to say yes as well.
All right, we're all in agreement on that one. Let's hear from Josh Richardson.
Would you ever eat hibachi for lunch?
Yeah.
You'd go to Samurai or
yeah, I would.
For lunch?
Yeah.
That's not too heavy of a meal?
It is what it is.
And then you're having dinner again later?
I mean, probably a small dinner, but yeah, I would eat hibachi for lunch.
That's funny again, huh?
Yeah, it's funny, huh? Crazy that someone would eat a light meal if they had a heavy meal during the day. So I can't believe.
They have Cat Williams and Eddie Murphy on the team. This is the funniest team in the world.
But somebody. You nailed that with Jay Rich. That was exactly what you were. Yeah, I want about
it. What I want, bro. Yeah, he good. I actually met Jay Rich. I would have bet money on that answer.
All right, how about Jaime Jaquez Jr.?
Yeah, he's young. I think he this gen whatever.
But that I was going to use that as a negative where he's still new to the league. So he's like locked in and isn't deviating. Because I have two schools of thought. He's young and has money. So heck yeah, I'm going to get hibachi for lunch. Or I'm trying to make my way in the league. I want to play for a long time. Like no chance am I eating hibachi for lunch.
I think he's living. I think he's still living. I say yes.
I'm going to say no. Jimmy?
I'm going to say no.
All right. Let's hear from Triple J.
Would you ever have hibachi for lunch?
Yes.
You would go noon, 1 p.m.?
I would have hibachi for lunch. Yeah. I'm not opposed to that. I don't think – are you saying that's just a dinner spot?
I think it's a dinner spot. It's too heavy of a meal for lunch because then, like, you almost need a nap after you have hibachi.
No, I mean – I hear where you're coming from, but at the same time, I would still have it for lunch. I mean, you know, depends on what you get, I guess, you know, if it's fried rice versus just white rice or you know, chicken versus steak.
But if you're going white rice at hibachi, I mean, order out some Chinese,
yeah,
right?
I agree. I agree. But I would have it for lunch. I'm not opposed.
Oh, interesting. So a lot of that was a great follow up because that's what I was thinking too. What do you? I mean, white rice. I mean, if you're doing hibachi, you're doing the fried rice. What are we doing here?
But then he laughed again.
He's got he's got a tick.
You know who's doing white rice?
The Spo one was my favorite. I would just have a light meal for dinner.
Light meal.
All right, we've got more of these to play. We're going to play these throughout the afternoon. We're going to do more at 3 o'clock because even just on the hibachi, we still have to hear from Khalil Ware and Duncan Robinson. So start thinking about what you think they're going to answer and then start thinking about what they're going to answer about the movie Step Brothers because we ask them if Step Brothers is an all-time classic or not.
I got Step Brothers. Yeah, I know.
I hope we have a whole bunch of no's because then I'll know this team is locked in and capable of winning a championship. If they all like Step Brothers, the season's already over.
Generational Hawk.
All right. 3 o'clock hour is coming up. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want to hear what Kevin Love had to say about being struck right there in the penis.
And Crowder.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.